right. All right, everybody. Welcome to Project Review Q Homesteading. Hey, let's see if we can get some work done. Today we'll have, four shows today. We'll have Homesteading this hour, and then Timelines will be the next hour. Timelines, I'm going to focus on how Rome invented Christianity. I'm going to refer you to video as well, how you create the Christ narrative. But I'll take calls most of the day if you're inspired. And then we'll do 2 hours with Inspire with Q. I'll take an hour break, and I think I'll get some play time with the girls again. That'd be nice. And then last hour of PRQ, we'll talk about some projects or anything else you want. But first, thank you for your patience last week, me getting through the interview at Roswell Area 51. It was starting to weigh that we should probably address it, and even though it doesn't necessarily complement these first two shows, at least the agenda points. But certainly today, I'll wait for the phone lines to get populated if you all want to chat. And I'd like you to look at forthepeople.space. Forgive me, let me start over. PRQ team, thank you so much for all your dedication and hard work. I'll be calling India tomorrow. Thank you so much. Looks like we got a few lines. I'm glad to coming in. Thank you so much. If you refer to forthepeople.space and keep up with it, feel free to ask about the hunt. You know, if you want to know a few things, what's going on behind the scenes, I'm happy to chat with you about that. And Mr. Alien. So those are the recent posts. And there's just no way I could get it as much accomplished if it wasn't for Ron Amitron and so many other people. So many people I could thank. Your dedication to keeping your prescriptions up. I'm just very excited to get fulfillment from you with our new sovereignty funds, et cetera, coming through. And hopefully you're reading up on those bills and how they work for you. And pretty easy to just get you guys all eligible for that. Those interesting opportunities for us. But feel free to read through forthepeople.space, the hunt, frequency and form, Mr. Alien, tradition, if you like, the crown of wisdom, whatever ones you want. And I'll do my best to have some fun with it. And why don't we start some calls? Why don't we start some calls? Again, I don't know how I could get all this done so quickly and efficiently. It wasn't for forthepeople.space and, of course, BBS Radio. All right, first caller. Jules from Australia on line two, update on homesteading in Australia. Also a question on aliens. Jules, are you there from Australia?
Howdy, Q. G'day.
Hey, great day to you. Thank you for calling in. I was looking forward to hearing from you.
Thank you. Just wanted to give you an update on how we're all doing in Australia with our homesteading. We have a beautiful group of people together here now in Australia, which is lovely. So we have a nice little gathering chat. And we've got a lovely soul in our little group that has just given us the instructions on how to get the Greek deed of grant of some land in Australia. So if we follow that, I've been doing a lot of work and a lot of research every week on taking these steps and communicating with different offices across Australia and making steps to get titles, but I haven't been able to get a deed of grant yet. But with the help of this beautiful individual, we should be able to get things moving. So just wanted to fill you in, but we do definitely need your assistance on this if we could at some stage, please.
Very good. Now, tell me, how are the states, are they helping you much? I can't wait till you address Queensland. That will be my favorite, of course. The councils, I did approach the councils, council in the greater Maroochydore area, and I wasn't real impressed with the customer service, but I also consider that an Australia model for customer service. Forgive for being flip. How do you suppose your councils are treating you, if assuming you've talked to them?
Not yet. That's my job this week, to actually communicate directly with a couple of councils. And one of them, I actually know people in the council offices, so that could be the person to speak to directly to get my request through him and through to the right sources in that particular council. The other one will be a council, it'll be the Byron Bay Shire Council, that I'll be speaking to about land in that area as well, because I'm doing a few different places for people that I know as well as for myself. So just helping out family and friends as well, adding them into my list of searches. So
take great care when you're working in Byron Bay, please.
Yes, I will. I will.
I'm sure you understand what I'm saying.
Feelings. I do. I know your feelings on that area. And, I just got goosebumps. So I will. My daughter lives in that area. So it's somewhere where I wish to be. But, you know, I'm hopefully that will all change in the future. So my next question, you want to, let's continue on with that. That would be lovely if there's anything you can help us with today.
Well, our intentions, like all the other countries, is to model the step-by-step process we're doing in America, but model it with the homesteading process specific to all the states in Australia. And so the PRQ team, our directive would be to go ahead and get a copy of a few of them, standardize the steps like we did in America. So that's the help we would like to provide you. And I don't see it needing to change a whole lot. It's just now the sequence of events. I'd like for them to be proof, though. So I do go fairly slow so that I can get your input as we go. And also, I want that attention on me, not you. So the show gets a lot of attention, and I get to find a lot more problems out when I take the heat for you. So they can see what I'm up to if there's adversarial individuals, and then I can address it for you is where I like to sit most of the times, if that's okay.
Yep. Well, so far, as far as we have got, is one person in our group has been able to get the deed of grant of land. So that's as far as we've been able to go. So I'm not sure what the steps are from there. This person is very savvy and is in communication with you. And, where do we go from there? Reading the steps from you.
Okay, so give me an example. So you have an original land patent with succession or without succession?
This is a deed of grant for land that somebody is actually living on and has
not in the same on. But not the same succession name, though, correct?
No, because it's very old.
Yep. Okay. And so everything should work identical to the U.S. one. We just have to change some nomenclature. That's all. That's the way I see it right now. So if you want to take a dress rehearsal with it, I'm happy to review it, but I would make it identical to ours, but just change the nomenclature to represent the succession for when the grants were given. So the words are just changing. The steps shouldn't change, though.
Okay. All right. We'll keep plotting along.
I would go and take a stab at it. It shouldn't be too hard. We can play with the articulation and nomenclature as we go is my suggestion.
Right.
And if you like it, put it up on the banner on the webpage too, if you like. You had another question about aliens?
I do. Just before I went to sleep last night, I read Mr. Alien, which mm-hmm. was super interesting because I'm not sure if it was the same person, but some, he used to be a doctor. Is mm-hmm. this the person?
So
this person...
Mm-hmm. Used to do a lot of traveling, too. So I can tell you the name, but we're pretty careful with these kind of items. One of the key, as you can see, go ahead. There is a delay for me today. Well, sorry about that.
That's okay. I'm a long way away. Some years ago, I spent some time with a friend who was very, very obsessed with alien connection and wanting to have contact. And so we did this particular person's meditation one night and numerous times. And the one particular night, we had so much activity in the sky. We were laying outside on the grass in the garden. And we had so much activity in the sky, it was like it was peak hour, and everybody was just going up there behind Orion's belt, and it was so active, and it was quite phenomenal. But I just wonder, I feel that you know how much I'm always thinking, and I just wonder if there's any barcode attachment on me or anything in me that I do commands like you wouldn't believe every day to remove as much as I can from me and to bring my spirit into me and working very much with my spirit as much as I can and just wonder if there is anything on me.
So thank you very much for that question. Just no great care is taken answering. So once you make a connection like that, I'll say it over and over again, Australia is the most dangerous place on this planet. And mm-hmm. once there is a cording, not a code necessarily, that cord has to be severed because it's in the back of your head. You're kind of still thinking about it. You're still talking about it. You're worried about it. So you already know the answer, don't you?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Okay, so it's real easy to cut, and I know you can feel the chills. So we want to cut those cords in a way that doesn't empower the cord even more. So that's my – maybe work on making this a little less effort. As an example, you can go and on – I'm sure you found – alien abduction, courting, et cetera, on the Creation Lightship webpage or otherwise. But make it really clean and simple is one suggestion. I command my spirit to remove any cords from anyone and anything. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, now. Mm. And just make it really clean, and you should get you put too many words in it, too much thought into it. Most aliens are very good at reinstalling the cord because all they have to do is put a tiny little thought, and then 11, 11, 11 will show up on your microwave. And they're that good to just catch you meditating and kind of lazy and go, oh, you remember me. So that's how subtle their cording is, because then they can keep enhancing it all the time. I hope that helps.
Wow. Okay. Awesome. I will let you get on to some other callers. This is amazing. And I love talking to you, and I love everything that you do for us. Thank you so much.
Jules. Thank you. I need you in my life, and I appreciate you very much. And thank you for the call.
Yeah.
All right. Moving on.
If there's anything
thank you,
I can
PBS
ever
Radio.
Do to...
Thank you, Jules.
Okay.
Good day. All right, let's move on to Seattle, Washington. Long time since I've heard from Seattle. Let's see, Conscious Cowboy from Seattle on line 3. Homestead updates. Conscious Cowboy, are you there?
I am here. Hello, Q. Great to talk to you again.
You, Yes, thanks for calling in. How are you making out?
Oh, well, you said you wanted to hear about successes, so I just want to share.
It'll help so many people. So thank you so much for doing this.
Yeah, well, we're dealing with a really, really a tough nut. We're dealing with a county that is not easy to deal with. So just learning how to use, you know, my own, you know, knowledge center to try to move this forward was so important. I just want to thank you, you know, so much for just, you know, teaching us how to do this. So what we did is we're doing something unusual because it's a very large homestead. And I was able to get the certified original land patent. And with a little bit of work, I was able to transfer that title into myself, into my own name. Through a quick claim deed, but it was not easy because there was no parcels involved, and they have a very, very strict rule that you just can't do this without a parcel number. So I memorized all the statutes, and with great patience and care and neutrality, I worked with the recorder for an hour and really just, you know, told her what the hell this works. And she finally just said, okay, let's do it. I just needed to be educated to how to proceed with this. Thank you.
So it was very good. Beautiful. And what county was that, by the way?
Island.
Very good. Okay. we are, had some success in that county, and we're working at the next county above there too. So I'll fill you in when I make an advance. The next county above you there is pretty exciting, as you can imagine. Thank you for filling us in. So you felt that reciting the legacy claims, statutes as you call them, is what helped these folks. And I assume this was up in Oak Harbor?
Cookeville,
excuse
That's
me.
That's where the county
yeah. Very good. Okay, so how was Bureau of Land Management to work with? We found, so you had to go to Portland for the BLM stuff, did you not?
Yes, and they were absolutely beautiful. I made a really wonderful connection with the person there, and I think I pulled a total of 9 different patents, and they were so helpful, and they were wonderful to deal with.
Outstanding. Well, I'm very happy to hear this, and you are incredible. Thank you for your dedication. So we're up to, we're up to 15 states in America now. From the show and your guys' dedication and integrity, tenacity. I thank you so much for doing this. Any other questions for me?
Only one, and this is a personal question. I have been aware in the past I've had some barcodes, and I know that moving forward and fully using my knowledge center is really hindered by barcodes that I have, and I've worked really hard to remove them. And I've just wanted to check, have I done a good job removing them, or do I still have another one that I need to deal with?
So for me, you look really, really clean and savvy. But I will say that because you're so supple, and notice how sensitive you're getting to many other people. You just can't handle being around relationships that are only a 4 or 5. Does that make sense?
Yes.
And those are the ones you have to really concern yourself with because, you know, as an example, you're doing business. You're not always with a perfect relationship. You do your best to stay inspired, of course, and not to create absolution for you. I'm saying as we go through the ascension cycle, that's why there's so much heat on us, because the real game here is for the bad guys is they want to keep you suppressed. And for the people.space shows you that in this last couple posting. Why is that so valuable? So you don't go through ascension and you come back around. It's usually the case. So I think you're doing an incredible job and you look very good to me.
Okay, wonderful. Well, it's such a pleasure talking to you, and you have a good day. And
say hello to the girls up there. I appreciate it very much.
I will. All right. Doing great, by the way. Yes.
Beautifulness to you. Can't wait to hear some sound resonant frequency. My great love to you, Conscious Cowboy. I'll take another call, BBS. Thank you for the call, Conscious Cowboy. Star from New York on line 4, weather and location. Star, are you there?
Hi, Q. I'm here.
Hi, Star.
I love you.
Oh, my great love to you. How can I help you today?
So my question today is about, this is for the people that haven't found their land yet, and I'm considering a lot of options. I feel like I'm drawn more to warmer weather, and I'm just wondering, I know that we're ascending and weather is changing and we're getting rid of the dark weather patterns that have been happening. And how much is weather going to be a part of our decision-making process when choosing our land, and how is it going to impact us moving forward?
Yeah, it's a great question. The mermaid and I talk about it a lot because we're watching, you know, supplely, we realize we're making an impact. So, the weather, your excitement has a lot to do with the weather. Mm-hmm. And of course, your land is very important for you being excited, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
So we're fine. So all tornadoes are alien technology. All super hurricanes are alien technology. Energy weapons at times are used. These big storms that come in and go, have fleeting, but they're very strong at a given minute. Maybe I'm just the lucky one. But as long as you favor what we've standardized on, if there is, as long as you're excited, the weather typically follows your excitement. So if you're in a location where a lot of people are unhappy, that's not going to help your cause, but you're still in an individual dimension of your excitement. And you're participating with other individuals or not. And that's why it's so important to get our own land. In my assessment, is now we're free from all the things we don't provide, that we don't prefer. So I'm a huge advocate that you can change weather wherever you go, or make it a little more supple to your desires, but you still have to be excited. You have to be really stoked about where you're gonna put yourself. Does that help?
Yes, definitely. And just to specify, so if I were to go
region. We're not excited about where we're at. Things go sideways. It's been pretty standard for us.
Okay. And if I were to go to a snowy mountain region, would I turn it into like a tropical paradise?
Not necessarily. Depends on your entanglement, envisionment process. There's a lot. We are, in many cases, how dramatic it is, maybe I'd say instead of 100 days of clouds, there'd be only 50, things like that. But we move around a lot too, and we do a ton of traveling, and so we are watching the weather follow us and or stay up with us.
Okay, that's really helpful. Thank you.
Good luck. Thank you for calling me, Star, and I always enjoy talking to you. Thank you so much.
Likewise. Lots of love.
Lots of love. Great call. Thanks for the call. All right. Let's see how we're doing on time. Hey, I'm cruising here. All right. Lucy from South Carolina, I believe, on line 1. First time caller, but not the last. Lucy, are you there?
Yes.
Hi, Lucy. Thanks for calling me. How can I help you today?
Hey there, Q. I put you on mute instead of taking you off mute. Sorry about
that's
that.
Okay. That's okay. I'm no better.
I'm not too good with technology sometimes. But I was calling in. This is my first time calling in because I am a little bit timid and shy and a little bit scared. But as soon as you came on today, I said, I'm supposed to call in today. So I dialed and been on hold ever since. So I appreciate you taking my call.
You bet. Yes, how can I help you today?
Well, I am currently in the process of my 31-day waiting time. I've gotten my quit claim deed put in, along with the acceptance of deed, posted my public notice, and pretty simple. I mean, I didn't have any confrontation at all, and I posted the public notice at the courthouse outside the deeds office and even talked to the register of deeds, asked permission to post it. And she glanced at it and she noticed the land grant mentioned on it. And she said, sure, that's public bulletin board. You're welcome to post it. So I'm in, I posted it on the 20th of February. And so that's where I stand right now.
All right, outstanding job. And what county is are you working with?
It's Chester, South Carolina.
Chester County.
And it's
a difficult
county.
Yeah, it's pretty rigid, isn't it? You guys got a few people, too.
Yes, it is. Neighbors are the same way. I mean, people are not open to change at all, and they're not welcoming either. I like it here because of it just being real rural. But it's a, you know, I've got good neighbors. There's nothing wrong with them. They're sweet as they can be, but they don't socialize too much.
Yeah, I understand. Well, what we've been conceptualizing about is once I get all 50 states done, we'll go ahead and we'll ask you first whether to publish your name or not, but to prove each state will accept homesteading and land patents. So I think within the next 6 months, we can get we have a lot of people that are helping us at some very unique places in government. And they really are watching our story here on the radio show. So the more information you give us, the easier it is for them to support us too. So thank you for the call. Is there any other questions?
Well, South Carolina does not have land patents. We do have land grants, and I located I am on 29 acres of an original family purchase back in 1835 of 659, but some of the movement through the family, it reduced by 100, so it's 559 acres, but it is part of a land grant for 1,410 acres. And
interesting.
So a large portion of that is owned by two timber companies, which I'm connected to one of them, the largest one, almost 900 acres. What's the possibilities of, I've got a huge family. I'm one of eight children, and there's five of us remaining, and all my siblings are, you know, in agreement that they would love to have 160 acres and open to trying to change some things on farming. And I've got a granddaughter that loves horses, and she wants a horse farm of her own, so that kind of thing. What's the odds of doing something with that?
You like the idea of having the properties in the same geography. Is that the purpose?
Yes.
Okay. So the first thing I would do is I would pull a chain of title for the property and see how they registered the property from the original grant, assuming that was a portion of the grant as well. So I'd go and get a chain of title pulled, and it should be, you should be able to look it up on your own, maybe even on your computer. But that's where I would start. And then you can make an opinion and assessment of where the demarcation lines are for potentially making claim. So that's what where I'd start.
I was curious on how do you go about knowing where to post any signs or anything if you wanted to make a claim.
It's no different. You still there?
Yes, I am.
You have logging roads or access roads to the property?
Yes, I'm very familiar with the property because the timber companies leased it to our hunt club when I used to hunt. I don't hunt anymore, naturally, since I've learned what I've learned. But I'm very familiar with the land, and it has logging roads and everything. I know the entrance to it. I mean, we went in and out of it all the way around it for years.
Your public notice the public notice is just the access point to the property. Now, and from your statements, there's probably no mailboxes or outbuildings or anything. No. So just put it out on an access point. And I'd put it close to your home if you could without confusing the issue. So you can take care of it if somebody tries to defame it or something. So that's where I've seen most people have success, okay?
Okay. All right. So so do I still need to do the title search before attempting to do that, though?
Yeah, you need to be able to talk to your recording office. You still need to know how to communicate when you make claim. So, and you still need to get a proof of the original land patent, assuming it got subdivided as you stated. So you need all of that information.
Okay.
All right. Thank you for your call. Beautiful. Please keep calling in on us, though.
Okay. Well, that's a tremendous help to you. And I love you and Ra and the whole team. And I'm so thankful that I found you guys.
Thank you. My great life. Love to you. Have a beautiful, beautiful, beautiful day. All right. Good call. Bye-bye. I didn't think she was all that nervous. All right. Hopefully I made sense there. That one's a little confusing, but basically you just have to, your public notice is just is access point to the assumed vacant land. Again, no one's living on it. So what if the richest guy in the world bought all of the vacant land in America? This is what this is all about. We just create succession without greed. It's just common sense. And you're going to be hearing a lot of common sense statements out of a lot of interesting people soon. And this is part of ascension, common sense. Where do I live on the planet if everybody has already bought land? Okay, Jacqueline from California on line 5, updating on defending land patent. Jacqueline, are you there?
Jacqueline. Hi, Q.
Hello,
Q,
Jacqueline. Yeah, thank
it's
you for calling.
It's actually Kathleen.
It's Kathleen. I got BBS again. Sorry about that. Kathleen, are you there?
Yes, I'm here. Hey, Q. How's it going?
I knew that. I was going to go, this sounds like the same gal that's called in. Okay, so anyway, did you have a little fun recently?
Me and Chris. Yeah, well, I have a couple things to tell you that have happened that are good info for the project. And first, I just wanted to really thank you for, you know, connecting all these people everywhere that are going to start changing things, you know, as we collaborate with all this information and everything. I just really appreciate you being central to all this stuff. I started this project, you know, more than a couple of years ago now. And so I'm getting kind of beaten down by the whole thing. But you and I spoke about 3 weeks ago, and you said when I felt inspired, I should send in that notice. So, you remember, I don't know if you remember that conversation, but the notice that you guys have posted from NARLO that comes, you know, with the NARLO signs, and send that to the sheriff with a copy of the eviction notice from when they took our house. Mm-hmm. So I've been sort of, to be honest, I've been waiting to feel inspired because, well, one of the reasons is I sent those letters to the sheriff in both counties where we have property and mm-hmm. two years ago or, you know, 18 months ago. So I was, and it seems like each time that I do something, I'm getting some really serious repercussions. So I've been waiting for inspiration because I do want to do it. I just haven't been inspired. But in the meantime,
go ahead.
I had opened up some mail recently and discovered that we're being sued. This is kind of interesting info. Being sued by the bank that foreclosed on our home because I filed a lien, and as an attachment, I attached my land patent, and that's what got it on the county record. And so in their big argument suing us, it says there's a recorded land patent. And I thought, well, that's good news. And they were trying to serve us because we're living camping on our other piece of land that's in San Diego County. They're trying to get us served here, but we have all the Narlo signs up. And some of the county sheriffs would not come and do it because they said it's too dangerous.
Hooray!
Yeah, that was okay. Good news.
Now, here's the danger, though. The U.S. Marshal will cite them, and or you will cite them, turn them into the federal district court, and they will go to jail.
Well, let me tell you then what happened. Okay, that's sort of good stuff. So a couple days ago, we're here gardening on our property. And I had just gone inside actually to make lunch, and Chris was out gardening. He's called you. We've both talked to you several times. And mm-hmm. he turned around, and two guys in bulletproof vests and weapons told him that they were federal agents. And okay. go get me. They were already on our property. They broke through two gates with our signs on there. They mm-hmm. came up. And this whole part of the story we don't need to get into because it's not relevant to land patents. But they ended up cuffing me, dragging me off the property. Chris called the sheriff, 911, and the mm-hmm. sheriff arrived and let them do this. Now, these are two private employees of a private business that came and did this to me, and they took me to jail.
Federal agents. You said federal agents.
They impersonated federal agents. They aren't. They're private investigators trying to find me, and this is on something completely separate. But it is all tied together, but that's neither here nor there. So
can you hold me right there? Were you able to get contact information from them?
Yes.
Okay. And did you get
after the fact?
Okay. Did you get license plates?
Yes. Chris took pictures. Yes.
Okay. Keep going now.
So after I got home from that whole traumatic experience, the next day, I called that night and to the sheriff's department here, the substation where I live in Fallbrook, and I said, you know, I want to press charges or I want to come in and find out a crime has been committed. So we took one of our signs, the big one, we took it with us and went and met with some junior deputy that doesn't know much, but we recorded the whole conversation. And we went through everything on the sign. And she said she was going to, you know, go investigate it. And, of course, came back and said, you know, well, they had a warrant. And I said, no, they did not have a warrant prescribed and prepared according to the 4th and 14th Amendment and following the Constitution, because if they did, they would have shown it. And they don't have it. What they do is they make bench warrants become federal warrants in their mind. They're conflating the two things. But anyways, we went through the whole thing, and she kept going back in, and she came back out, and they must have told her, just tell them that we only enforce California penal law. And so that's that was her closing statement. We're like,
it's a fun little circle, isn't it? A nice, fun circle.
Isn't it wonderful?
So we can get something done. Here is my suggestion in the future is if you have the means, is you go ahead, when you cite someone, you give them the document, have it notarized. So we got hotshot one, hotshot two, private investigators, we'll call them, whatever they are, for some other claim, financial or otherwise. So now we're going to cite them, but we're not going to cite them at a county or state level. You cite them at the U.S. district. Okay, so you're playing in their field. Once they get cited there, now you've got cause. So you don't.
Now, how do I do that?
Yeah, in your area, there is a U.S. District Court. You can look it up right now.
Southern U.S. District. I know where it is. Yep.
So you're going to go ahead and file a suit. You're going to make a claim and want the judge to have a bench decision on what happened, witnesses, everything. And you want the U.S. Marshal's Office contacted as well. And you'll have to cite your 241, 242 claims there. And now you'll send all parties involved. And
so
I guarantee you'll get their attention.
Yeah, there's no form you're going to give me to fill out for this notice. This is what I'm going to write up and go file the suit down at the U.S. District Court.
Yep.
And I'm going to name the two sheriffs. There were actually six sheriffs, but two of them and the other hotshot.
Yeah, so
I'm sorry.
You're gonna cite these guys, get it notarized, and in your exhibits, you're gonna explain the events. You're gonna prove that you put them on notice with your citing document, and that is, and then any other exhibits you want to convey. You got pictures of the cars. You got pictures of Hotshot One and Hotshot Two. And that gives you get all that information as exhibits, and you should get some attention. And this is really valuable for the state of California if you guys feel excited about doing this. And as we know, Riverside County is right next door. So if we can get, so I realize that the issue is kind of convoluted because it's somebody trying to collect money, obviously, and it may not be associated with land patents. But
No, it's not. It's because I was targeted by the Riverside County. They arrested me and put a $100,000 bail on me. Then I went to court, and the judge fabricated the record, and then they forfeited the bail, and so then the bail bonds guys wanted to come get me. So I've done nothing wrong, but I've been targeted big time.
Okay, bail bondsmen are good. See, this again, I said it was money. It's always money.
You're right. Dude, absolutely, yes.
Okay, so my suggestion is you cite them in U.S. District Court. I'll make sure I get you the right district court. And
I know where it is. It's the Southern District Court, downtown.
Our side will work on getting you some successful – let's see if I can find you – I can talk about it next week. Some examples where people were successful in California or otherwise. And I'm pretty sure the sequence of events I just explained is identical. Anyway, keep calling in, Kathy. I'm going to try and get one more call in. Is that okay?
No. Yeah, that sounds great. So just one quick clarifying question. I'm going to cite both the two sheriffs that were here and the hotshots, right?
Okay. Did we're talking about trespassing with a federal land patent with your signs up.
Yes.
Anyone who's trespassed, you're going to cite them, are you not?
Yes, but I feel as though the sheriffs kind of aided and abetted these guys in doing this. They did nothing. They came out here and let it happen.
You take care of this. You got this. You totally got this. The sheriff signs an oath to the United States Constitution. You cite when you make your claim. You've got to explain that.
Okay. So I can cite both of them too. That's what my main.
Anyone trespass when you said, "Hey, I don't need to be embarrassed on my land." Anyone you feel trespassed is who you cite. Thank you so much for this call. Thank you, Catherine, for this call. All right, let's see. I got to get this one in real quick. Kelly from Michigan on line two. Question on paralysis and traveling very fast. Question on paralysis.
All right.
Kelly,
hi,
are you there? Hello.
Yes.
Kelly.
Hi. So I always find myself calling you with things I've never told anybody.
Thank you.
Yes. Thank you for making yourself available. So my awareness is I remember being in positions many, many, many times where I was in like a state of paralysis, and I remember it being very horrifying but I was unable to even scream or make a noise or move. And I felt like even if I did, there would be nobody anywhere or nothing around that would come to help me. And I was wondering if you can kind of put some context around what that memory is.
Okay. So mind if I ask a couple quick questions really for the audience?
Yes, please.
Is that okay? Okay. When you go through what I'm assuming is a meditative or sleep paralysis, is that correct?
That's the best words I can come up to describe it, yes.
Okay, sleep paralysis, there's a lot of guys have written books about this. Sleep paralysis, let's just focus on that one because that's the most common abduction point, is to get you unaware that something has displaced your body and or wants emotions out of you. So I'll assume, based on your words and my understanding and overseeing, when you scream, you're already way down the timeline of the paralysis. And once you attempt to wake yourself up, that's the scavenging of our spirit, our soul, if you like. That's what they're complementing. So what you've done when you use heavy emotions is they've studied a pattern to abducting you that you will accept. So that means you're really powerful to them. So they've made kind of like a code system so the next time they can do it and get possibly better at it or otherwise. So with sleep paralysis, we'll just stay on that one because that's the most common, even though you can do it daydreaming, as you can get in trouble meditating very easily. But sleep paralysis is unique in that we're leaving our body when we travel at night in many cases, or at least a portion of us is just keeping a placeholder in the body. So in all of the entity attachments I have worked against, etc., one thing they have in common is they cannot see us leaving the body, at least the same sequence in which we come back into the body. So what they'll do is they kind of wait around to get you hooked up when you come back in most cases. So notice that they get you hooked up right at the end of the dream. That's why you have nightmares, etc. So sleep paralysis is the worst nightmare you can ever have because somebody has held you down. I have seen really tough stuff with people who've been paralyzed in sleep. Most people lose their personalities. They become a different person altogether. That's what they're going for. I'm sorry to inform you of that. But they can't because you're so strong. You're in hyperspace travel. You're coming and going, coming and going.
Interesting.
Yes,
thank you. I felt my spirit came flying into my body so fast I woke myself up. Even trying to bypass them.
And so you just displaced the entity that was trying to take you over. So, and that shows you how powerful you are because you can leave your body and you're a multidimensional being. So I prefer multidimensional, not leaving your body. And that's why you're animating this body now is because you're in a different dimension. So you're dreaming right now. You're you. That's the best way you can explain this human experience. Mm-hmm. This is a tough place. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry to inform everyone. If staying in this body is not easy. And thank you so much for the call. I got to go on to the next show. Thank you so much for the call. Keep calling in and ask me any questions. Mary, I'm sorry I missed you. Jenny from Sweden, working hard on you. We got a translator talking to us. Thank you so much. I'm going to my next show, everyone. Coming up on Timelines. You guys have a good day. If you don't catch the next 4 hours of me talking, whew, please find something else to do. Have a beautiful day. Thank you. Thank you, BBS. Talk to you in a few minutes.